Parkway in my automobile, trying to get back to my pappy's corn liquor steal. Soon as I crossed that Buncombe County line, something in the air blew my podcast up high. It was the wisdom from the chicks in the city sticks, and I knew right then it was gonna be my fix. No need for white lightning to get my start. It's hey Lord. Up on Weird Mountain, even getting their kicks, jamming on the porch, just a hitting mash, stirring up the pot, that's what they do best, and dish it out till there ain't none left. W-R-D, yeah, you know what I mean. No, it's not strange, you can take it from me. W-R-D, come and listen to see Weird Mountain. Filled up a jug and had to hit the trail. Gotta get back to the cottage in the Mashville woods, to the Weird Mountain Gal's neighborhood. W-R-D, yeah, you know what I mean. It's not strange, take it from me. W-R-D, come and listen and see Weird Mountain Gal's on the W-R-D. It's that Weird.
Do you consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
I had to poke all the buttons before I could start. Hello. It is a beautiful day here, and I'm appreciating that very much.
Me too. It is gorgeous here. I just think I wish every day was almost exactly this.
Yeah, it's just about perfect, isn't it? It's a little dry because of the wind, but it's nice. It's very nice. I got to have lunch today with a friend of mine that I have not seen since before Christmas time.
Oh, wow. And
she had requested that I make for her at Christmas time one of my mother's prune cakes. So I did that, but then we had to cancel our merry meeting, and we ate the prune cake. So she contacted me a couple of days ago and said, I'm coming into town. You want to have lunch? And I thought, damn, I got to get that prune cake made. So I said, well, okay, that's good. I'm going to make a prune cake. She said, I thought it was in the freezer. And I said, well, it was in the freezer. But so I had the pleasure, though, it made me feel like I was back in November, of making my mother's prune cake. Oh,
that's so cool. You read me, or you talked to us about that recipe, and I thought, oh my God, that sounds so good. I'll bet it is the same thing as the plum cake that we talked about.
I bet it is. You know, you and I have compared notes on that a couple of times, and I think The only way we can do it is that you've got to make a plum cake and I got to make a prune cake, and we got to do a taste test.
Okay.
Bomb, bomb.
That'll happen.
How it
That'll happen.
go.
But now, doesn't your prune cake have, what, didn't you say it had walnuts in it?
It, at its very best, it's got black walnuts in it. Now, I don't have black walnuts right now, but I did have English walnuts. So, yeah, it's got walnuts in it.
I'm allergic to
Prunes and
walnuts.
walnuts.
I am allergic to walnuts.
Oh,
Dagnabbit.
I know. That's right. It would have to be. What is it with you? Pecans.
Pecans, yeah, I
It could
eat
be
in,
pecans with you. Are you allergic
yeah.
to black walnuts too?
Yep. Sure
Yeah.
am. And my little brother is allergic to pecans, but he can eat walnuts. So.
That's so weird. Is that the little brother that's the Irish twin?
Yep. That will be
Golly,
him.
y'all were barely out of the womb at the same time. That
I
is
know.
crazy.
Well, we did share the same crib for a while. We did.
I don't think it's contagious, though. I don't think allergies
I hope not. God,
contagious.
if they were.
Oh,
Man, I'll
golly.
tell you, I've been branching out some in the things that I've been looking at and studying and watching and listening to as far as MCAS stuff, mast cell stuff.
Oh,
And
yeah. How's that going?
well, it's going. I'm continuing to learn stuff all the time, but what I've noticed is that it seems like all of a sudden there's this proliferation of people out there who are talking about it. So it, I feel like it's getting out in the medical community because once it's out with the rest of us, you know, I would think that the medical community would kind of follow or whatever, at least go along
Oh
with it.
yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good sign. But then I found out that dentists don't want to treat people like me
Why not?
because there's liability involved for them above and beyond what is normally there. You know, a lot of people who have this condition have allergies as well, and they're quite often allergic to the Novocains, which I
Oh.
am. Anything that ends with CAINE, I'm allergic to it. And that
Huh.
was my first diagnosed allergy, as a matter of fact. So when I was a kid, mom took me to go get my teeth cleaned. And I guess back then they would rub this paste on your gums that would numb your gums a little bit for if you were a little kid. And then they would, that would be on a Friday or something like that. And then he would want to see me back in 3 days and see how something or another was going. And she never got to take me to the second visit. And she tried several times, but I never got to go to the second visit because I was always sick afterwards. So that's how she
Oh.
put together that pattern over the course of a couple of years. And then she said, well, I think she's allergic to this stuff. And she started talking to doctors, and next thing you know, I'm wearing a bracelet that says asthma, allergic to all cane drugs, various food and pollen allergies. That's what
Wow.
it said.
Well, I still have on my chart allergic to, oh God, my brain just went blank. Penicillin.
Oh,
Because
wow.
I had it when I was I don't know, about 6 years old or something. The doctor gave me a prescription, and as soon as it hit my stomach, he said it just bounced. That
Wow.
I threw it right up. And they
Wow.
never tested me again. So that was 60 years, let's just say 60 years ago.
Wow.
And ever since then, when people, when they, you know, they fill out the form and they go, "What are your allergies?" And I mean, I have a mild dairy allergy, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to affect medication usually.
Right.
But I'll say that I have a penicillin allergy. And finally, this doctor that I've got now, he said, "Well, now when was that diagnosed?" And I said, "I don't know, when I was a kid, a little kid." And he said, "You know, that happened to a lot of people about your age." And it was something about the coating that they put on the penicillin pills. And that's what people were throwing up, was actually from the coating and not from the penicillin. And he said, "So sometime when you're feeling brave, let's try that and see if you really are allergic to penicillin." I said, "You know
Interesting.
what? There are so many good drugs now. Let's not.
Yeah, I
Let's
mean,
not. We pretend I
yes.
still am."
Yeah, well, that's common sense, is what you were showing there. But that is interesting, isn't it? Well,
Yeah.
I have since then, I've also had, some testing about the cane drugs and stuff, and they found out that I have a sensitivity to certain anesthesia. And so it's weird because the doctors can't really give me anything to numb the pain. So usually they want to put you to sleep if that's the case, right? But they really can't, they really get, that's where they get nervous with me since I've been diagnosed with this, is the
So
that
dent
part.
with dentist.
Yep, so
I guess
far.
if you need pain relief, can you take opioids?
I guess. I
I mean, I'm just thinking if
thankfully I
you
haven't had a lot of experience with them,
yeah.
so I'm just not sure. I tend to, what I've always thought was, Leisha has weird reactions to medicines, so I just kind of try not to take any if I don't have to,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And I have a high pain threshold, as a lot of redheads have a really high pain threshold because you have to, because you don't feel pain the same way you got with your chromosome setup. And so, I try not to worry about it too much, but it
That's probably
takes a
smart.
lot for me to, I don't want to take, I don't take pain pills. I think I probably, in my lifetime, I probably would have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia from that pain. And it's pretty, it comes and goes in cycles, but a lot of people end up on pain medicine because of that. And it's like I fought that. I fought it. I don't wanna. I see, man, these people who are stuck on these pain medicines, I feel terrible for them if they want to get off of them. Because they, I mean, how would you? If you had pain every day, Byron, really bad pain every day that kept you from walking right or sitting or whatever, or sleeping. And you had to have some relief at some point, and you could find a pill or be prescribed a pill that would give you a little bit of relief from it, but it sucks the life right out of you, just about. Downers, don't you think?
Yeah, I just
It's a
it's funny
shame.
because modern medicine is such a miracle in so many ways. But there still are, well, we see it on if you watch any kind of TV and they talk about well, here's this wonderful medication and it's for, I don't know, diabetes or fibro or whatever it's and then they say, but here are the 10,000 side effects.
And don't take it if you're allergic to
Right. And
it.
then they will say, here are the 10,000 side effects. And we've got medication for that too. So they can give you the tardokinesia drug that will keep you from shaking like an aspen leaf, but then you're going to need another drug to keep you from whatever it, and it just also it feels like run into catch up somehow.
Yeah, it feels like it gets away from you or something. And I just feel terrible for people who one day they kind of look around and they say, "Hey, what happened? Where did my life go? I've been taking these pills and I don't remember much now." Or, "I don't feel like much now." I don't know. I feel terrible for people because you got to get some relief from pain at some point. So, and then there are the others who take them recreationally. And I'm not going to say that I feel sorry for them. What I'm going to say is I don't understand. I don't know what would be fun
And I don't
about
either.
that.
But it made, you just made me think about a gal I used to work with. Her son's fiance had, and I can't remember if it was Crohn's, it was some debilitating, incredibly painful disease. And she was young, she was maybe late 20s, early 30s, something like that. And she finally committed suicide because she didn't. She was surrounded by people who loved her. She had a fiance that she loved, and she just could not bear the pain anymore, the
See
physical
that?
pain.
That's the thing. I mean, life is hard enough without having that too. So you were talking about medicine and how it's helped us, and it has, and it's really extended our life by decades. if you think about it, but there's a cost, and there always is. Nature looks for the balance, if nothing else. So,
That's
if you
really true.
artificially, it is. And this is a good time of year to talk about balance, isn't it? And it's been on my mind.
Because we just had the equinox. And if y'all can hear any something that's like a scraping sound, forgive me. But this morning I posted in social media, you can tell it's gardening season because it looked like my fingernails had been cut with pinking shears. And so I thought while we were sitting here just figuring out the world's problems and how to solve them, I would go ahead and try to do something with my nails. And now they don't look so bad.
Oh,
Oh,
well,
what do you
I don't,
reckon?
that's pretty good. You are making good use of your time because you've already packed.
Multitasking. What?
You've already packed, right?
No, I got my suitcase out and made sure there was a hairbrush in it and did a load of laundry. So I'm in the process of packing.
You're in the
I'm in the packing zone
packing
because
zone.
I prefer, I know I've got friends that just they like, the night before I'm gonna leave, that's when I pack. And I was like, well, that's good, but I don't have a dryer, so if there's stuff I want to take that's not clean, I need to know that a couple days in advance so that I can wash it and get it out on the line to dry or over the heat to dry. So, I drop stuff in as I do. You count out how long you're going to be gone, how many pairs of socks do you need, and then I add a pair in case, I walk through a puddle, which is likely. I can do that.
So tell everybody where you're going this time.
I am going middle of next week. I'm going to go up to Maryland to the Sacred Space Conference. I'm going to be teaching up there.
What are you teaching?
I'm teaching, some of my usual stuff like the Willful Bane Joy of Hex class and an herbalism class. But the thing I'm most excited about is I'm teaching, I'm doing a workshop. It's not teaching a class, I'm doing a workshop on grief, and it's called Grief Like a River. And I'm going to talk about the modern stages of grief. I'm going to talk about how Victorians did mourning really astoundingly good. And I'm also going to talk about we have been through 4 solid years of terror and pandemic. And before that, we had 4 solid years of an insane person as the leader of our nation. So we have had almost a decade of not feeling like our feet are touching the ground. And we need to, as a culture, we have to address that. Because half of what we're seeing right now, and y'all don't know, but before we started recording today, we were talking about how people are a little bit crazy right now. People that we know, a little bit crazy, and we ourselves a little bit crazy. So I think that's part of the problem is that we can't acknowledge how close we all came to dying, one way or the other.
Boy,
So we're going to
saying
talk about
that.
that and do a little ritual.
It's
And I'm going to bring some cookies.
cookies.
Tissues.
Oh, I was gonna say, you're
Like
gonna
cookies,
encourage
though.
people to eat when they grieve?
Now, damn, woman, that's a great idea. I should bring little tiny ham sandwiches and cookies.
No, don't. It'll encourage them
Morning
to
food,
eat when they're grieving.
Golly.
But that's, I'll tell you, I appreciate feeling being in a place where I feel comfortable enough to let out the grief. It's not, it doesn't show a lot of decorum to wail and keen. It doesn't. So you have to be in a place where you don't care. I don't care if it has, I'm just sad. It's overwhelming and I got to get it out of my system.
Yes, because the more you suck that stuff up, the worse it gets.
Well, and so nowadays, though, especially in my mind, I'm thinking specifically about the business world. You don't get the luxury of grieving. What they've done is created a culture of, look how tough that person is. Her mama died this morning and she's in the, in the meeting this afternoon. That's, and it's in at the, that's at the worst, but at the least, people don't want to talk about it. And they don't want to acknowledge it that their friends can feel that way. oh, you know, I don't want to be around that person. They're a downer. And so you learn right away that it's not good. You don't, and I'm saying it with air quotes, you don't have it together if you're crying
Yeah.
or something like that. And that's,
It is.
you gotta let it out at some point, or it'll poison you.
Well, and that also makes me think about something I've been thinking about a lot lately is that there are fewer and fewer stores. There are fewer and fewer banks. There are fewer and fewer drive-in fast food.
Yeah.
There are fewer of them every time. And so I had to go through the bank and deposit a check yesterday, and there was nobody in the parking lot. There's not a line at the drive-through. And it just made me wonder how much longer are there going to be physical banks? And so what we're seeing is the landscape that most of us knew is disappearing. And I guess the thing that triggered it for me was I heard that Jo-Ann Fabrics is filing chapter, not the bankruptcy one, but the one where they can consolidate their bills. Is that chapter 11? Is that chapter
I don't
11?
know. I guess so. I
Anyway,
don't know.
they're filing that. And so then I had this whole kind of domino thing happen in my head. It's like, well, if y'all that are bitching now about Jo-Ann's had not gone to Jo-Ann's but had kept supporting your local mom and pop fabric stores, then
Bowman
it wouldn't matter if
Fabrics?
Jo-Ann, right? It wouldn't have mattered if Jo-Ann's closes because there's other places to get fabric. But when we have seen in this country this consolidation, and so now all those people who depended on Jo-Ann's to get their quilt and fabric because they ditched the little foam and fabric thing on Biltmore Avenue so that they could get it a 50 cents cheaper a yard or a dollar cheaper a yard. Well, now they ain't gonna get it. So where are they gonna get it now? Well, they're gonna go to
Amazon.
Walmart. They're gonna go to Walmart where they get not much of a selection. And they could go to Amazon, but for people who love fabric, half of it is touching it.
I
So
know.
what is the texture of this fabric? So I guess you order it from Amazon, you order your 3 yards of whatever looked good, and if it comes back, you just send it back to them if you don't like it. I guess that's the way
Right.
that goes. I
I
guess
guess
that's the
it
way
is.
that goes. Well, that
Yeah.
has removed the human aspect of all of it.
It has, you're right.
So why bother? Why bother even pretending you're human if all you want to do is
Oh
interact with the machine? Yeah,
boy.
so that's the rabbit hole I went down this week thinking, well, now you're bitching because that the Barnes and Noble you always went to because you preferred going there than going to the local independent bookstore. Well, now what if that and now that's closing? Well, it doesn't matter because you'll order it from Amazon. And if you don't
Yeah.
like it, you can send it back.
And you
Okay.
know, guys, if you ever listen to Elon Musk talk, you'll probably have the same reaction I did. And what's the guy's name? Jeff Bezos? Bezos?
Oh God,
Man,
yes.
I don't know that they're human, do you?
Well, I have to say, there's a whole lot of people I think walk around and they've not got much of a soul. And I know that
Yeah.
sounds crazy, but yeah.
I agree with you. Well, and I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing at this irony that it's everywhere. All of our sentences are ironic right now to me, thinking about the difference between when I was a kid, now that I'm getting older. It is ironic that the TV generation elected a TV president.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's
Yeah.
irony. It's
I think it's
funny.
ironic. But I think for a lot of people it's also scary.
Well,
So
yeah, that's
the landscape is not the same. It's
new.
not comfortable.
No.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Methodist, and she's near my age, probably closer to your age, and she was saying that, the Methodist church she grew up with was pretty kind and gentle. They kind of took care of each other. Were a couple of dominant families who ruled the roost, but it was pretty much a safe place to be. And now it's not a safe place to be because you don't know what you can say that's going to set somebody off politically.
Well, yeah,
The
they've
Methodist Church.
there's no line that you have to cross anymore. They've got religion and politics completely intertwined. And maybe, I don't know, that's the way you control populations. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
I
No
read
question.
science fiction. I read
I
all the
read
Dune
Dune.
books.
Exactly. We read the Dune books.
And that's
And
just
it's just really interesting. And I guess it's easier to think about it and talk about it when the world is beautiful and the radishes are up and the baby peas are leaning into each other and the taters are in the ground, all that.
So, I need to get on it with that. I haven't done anything.
Oh, it's early
Nothing.
days yet. It's early days. I always like to get planting early.
I know you do. I've
It's
been
just my
watching the
preference.
sky. I've been doing a lot of sky watching lately. I
It's been
haven't.
beautiful, hasn't it?
It has, and it's been really interesting too. We had a moon like a cup not too long ago, and that was these things remind me of things I've heard from when I was a kid and all of that. I don't know. The sky has been looking interesting, and this season change seems like it's been kind of jarring almost to me. Usually, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just the general chaos in the air. I don't know.
Oh, no,
It's
tell
a
more about that. Jarring so that it felt uncomfortable, or jarring like a chick coming out of an egg? What do you mean?
Well, I've been around a couple of seasons, at least 30 or so, and they have a rhythm, and they have a set of things that happen in a timely way. So first you see this the crocuses, and then you see, the bloodroot, and then you see et cetera, et cetera. And it seems like that's kind of out of order. And I feel like we cheated winter somehow. Even though I can't say that we had an easy winter, I don't think we really had that much of a winter.
No, it doesn't feel like it, does it? We had that one really cold snap right around the winter solstice, and that was it.
Yeah. And so traditionally, what happens is nature makes up for that at some point. I mean, 32 years ago, we got a blizzard. And
Yes, we did.
7 years ago we had a heavy snow. And it's so I'm kind of looking around and going, wow, we've already, the maple leaves are budding out and they're the size of a squirrel's whatever. And we've got, but I haven't seen Mayflower yet. And it's just little things like that, just a little bit odd for me. And the skies are one of them. To me, it hasn't really looked like a spring sky. And I don't even know what I'm saying when I say that. And that's the truth. I just mean something about it is a little bit off, like you said. And it seems like people and their reactions have been stronger and also more weird.
Yes. Golly, I concur with that.
Yeah, so. So.
And I'm gonna add to that. So we had a Mother Grove Circle of Council. That's our governing body. We had a meeting Tuesday night. And we've added three new members to that
Oh,
circle.
cool. Nice.
And for the first time, probably ever in our 15 years of existence, we didn't just hand them a packet that had the bylaws and a welcome letter and a piece of chocolate in it. We just sat down. I went out to Aldi and I bought a bunch of cheese and fruit, and I got a jug of spring water, and other people brought food. We had a big old card table full of food, and we just sat around and talked. We talked
Wow.
about, I told them the origin story of the
Oh.
temple, which most of them had never heard. And it's all this stuff that I think everybody knows that they don't know. And then we each talked about who we were, not just the new people, all of us. And And we learned things about everybody there. People we've known for 10 years.
What do you
And
mean
we
who
go,
we were? What does that
yeah,
mean?
I mean, who you are. So one person said, yeah, I was a biologist. I worked for this company till I retired. And we were all like, what? You were a what? Because we had no idea.
Wow. Okay.
So that was really, really good. And the meeting was gentle but excited.
I like that.
People, I think people felt very welcome to say what they need to say. And yeah, and it was one of the best meetings we've ever had.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that was unusual. So that was unusual in a good way. And as I keep reminding myself that was a honeymoon. That was a grace period. And I feel very grateful to have had it. And I know it won't be like that forever.
No, it won't. At some
Which is
point,
okay.
well, but you really need that, especially if they're your A team. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know how it's set up over there. So I don't know if you have a leader of it, so to speak, or if everything is done kind of by committee. But at some point you have to put your head down and get to work, and it'll be good. Know
Yeah,
who
we
your
don't have
people are.
we're not organized like with a president and secretary and all that stuff. That's not how we're organized. I
Good.
mean, we do keep records of all that stuff, but we're not organized in that same way.
That's good.
So, yeah, it was good. And what came out of that is that we've already got somebody that's designing our new logo, because that
Oh,
was the
hey.
need that came out of the meeting. And a couple of different people said, let me play around with that. So that's good. Good,
Well,
good, good.
next time we get on the phone, we get on the phone here, we get on the Zoom or whatever. I do want you to tell everybody the story of how the temple started and what it is and all that. I don't know that we've done that.
Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it. I know time is the most important thing we have. So I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.
WYRD Radio.